So, a little bit thin on the ground. Sarah's got family there, apparently, so they're having breakfast together before they go, yeah. Deborah's unwell, sadly. Sarah Jane?
She's away,
okay. And lovely Stuart is with your daughter, so we get the blessing of having you with us. So, no! Richard thought he'd dreamt it because I said, oh no, June said she couldn't be there. And he said, well, I dreamt that she was coming and that her daughter was looking after Stuart. But somebody must have told you somewhere along the line. Anyway, now I'm going to share on behalf of Bruce Barker about his dad. So it seems like he hasn't been able to watch the DVDs, so he's not hearing that we're praying for him, sadly. But so this is what happened yesterday. When Bruce saw Dad today, he was informed by the staff that John was swollen from the waist down and still has a cough. He'd also found out about the DVDs, so he hasn't known that we're praying. So, and he's got a swelling, from the waist down. And his heart. So, as you put it, he could be looking at what, in effect, we've been praying that he could join Margaret. So, I think Bruce is feeling it's coming near the end for him. So, and Bruce would obviously like our support in prayer for him and for the family and for John. So, and he might be a little emotional as we sing Love Divine, but he's not going to sing loudly. Oh, bless you. Sorry, it started moving while I was talking. So, so our prayers for John accordingly. Deborah! Oh, you made it. Good. Thought you weren't well. Oh, bless you. I'm glad you're here. I know. Glad you made it. Yeah, bless you. Good to see you. Well done. Yeah, amen. Good. Lovely that you're here. Amen. So, so let's begin with a prayer. Oh Lord, it's so good to be back and it's good to be with family. Lord, we do think of John this morning. And it's such a hard one for those left behind. But Lord, if it is your will to take him soon, then we know that that's his will also. So be with him and Lord, pray that the swelling does go down and the coughing, that he's not too uncomfortable. But Lord, that you would take him soon. And pray for all those who can't be here today. And thank you that Deborah was able to make it. So, Lord Jesus, we come and we look at your Sermon on the Mount this morning, Lord, your wonderful teaching. And we thank you that we can come here in this freedom to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Right. Weenie bit. Is that all right? It was a bit near the mic. Is that okay? You see it all right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. that's a good idea, isn't it? Sorry, a bit discombobulated this morning. So we're going to sing Love Divine or Love's Excelling. And it says, breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find thy promised rest. Take away the love of sinning, Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning. Set our hearts at liberty. So we're going to sing, Let There Be Love Shared Among Us. And as we do that, I just pray for Richard, who's not feeling 100% this morning. So we pray, Lord, that you come upon him and he will feel your healing as we worship you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, Lord. Amen.
What a wonderful Lord we have. He forgives us when we go wrong. He guides us. He's always there for us. He is always available. So we come to him this morning once again in believing prayer. Lord, may all who seek to follow you be filled with humility, the humility that Jesus showed in his life, a life of servanthood. And we are reminded of how you said, "I have come to serve and not to be served." And your example is there to remind us of how we should adopt a life of servanthood for ourselves. Lord, may we seek to be your servants in this world. May others see Jesus in all that we do and say. May all our efforts be filled with humility. Help us, Lord, to express humility that will reach others in such a way that they will want to know more about you. May we reach out, Lord, to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the lonely, those without all the things that we take for granted. And Lord, especially this morning, we bring to you Stuart. Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you for his continuing faith. And we thank you that Jean's with us today. And we thank you, Lord, for all the help that she gives to Stuart. We pray for Brian's daughter, Helen. Lord, you know the situation there, and we pray, Lord, that Helen might know your presence every moment of every day, that she might be lifted out of the way she feels and know that you are there and available as her companion. We pray for John. How he longs, Lord, to be with you and to be with Margaret. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with John while he bears the pain that he's going through at this time. Lord, be all he needs. And may it be, Lord, that in your time, may it be soon for John, but Lord, may your will be done, and may he come and be with you in eternity. We pray for April. We pray, Lord, that she may be able now to go through the kind of life that she so desires. So, Lord, be with her, and may her will be your will, and may she enjoy a better life. We pray, Lord, that you would be with Sarah, be with her guests who she's been looking after, and they're going home this morning, Lord. So be with them and be with Sarah. Be with Sarah Jane, who is away, and we pray, Lord, that you would be with her. We pray for the new people that have moved into the Willows, Neil and Ruth, and they're away on holiday. We pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and bring them back to the Willows, where, Lord, they may be happy as residents there. And, Lord, we would love to see them here when they return. May they know that there is a welcome here. Lord, bless all people. May we shine for you, Lord, and may many be added to your family as we seek to share your love. We bring our prayers, Lord, in your wonderful name. What a wonderful God you are. So, Lord, be with us all. Amen. I wanted to say, in prayer, we come to the Lord still. We want to pray for Richard, who's not feeling so good today, and we want to pray for Deborah, who's not feeling good today either. Lord, be with them both and give them, Lord, your healing. We know, Lord, that they love you, and we pray, Lord, that they will know relief from the pain or the difficulty that they go through at this time. Bless them too, Lord, we pray. Amen.
So we sort of have Cliff Richard with us this morning. We're going to sing the Millennium Prayer, which of course is singing, part of it is singing the Lord's Prayer. So, Our Father who art in heaven.
Father twice, and then the next part twice, and then we're going to sing the Amen, Amen, Amen as a verse, so at the end. So
follow Richard.
Well, hopefully. Not always.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed
Now we come to the reading from Matthew, and Brian is going to share that with us. Thank you, Brian.
Bible reading, Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 43. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law, until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raka, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge. And the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. For I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully and has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Since your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye, and tooth for tooth. I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn him the other also. And if someone wants you to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You heard that it was said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy.
So we're going to sing, Change My Heart, O God. make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mould me and make me. This is what I pray.
It would be impossible for us to put the teaching, or all the teaching of his sermon, in one message. And so what I've tried to do is to share with you a few points that come out in the reading that I think Jesus was very anxious about. He wanted us to know what he felt was important. And there is one that is very different than we might otherwise perhaps have thought. But we'll come to that in a moment. But we are going to look briefly at six points that Jesus shared about matters in daily life. in matters that we may have to deal with. I want first, though, before I do that, to say that I've had difficulty in, when I look at the script that I've prepared, of finding that there is double on the line, and it's very, very unhelpful, can I put it that way, to suddenly see other words appearing, or words appearing in double. So I've requested something which what Eunice has done for me, not easy probably, but I've said that I would like to see the 4 points all on a line in a bigger print and a big gap between each line. So probably not been easy for her, but she's done it, and there we are. I'm hoping that this is going to deal with the problem I have. And I may not even need the glasses for it. I don't know whether they are the worst thing that are bringing all these double words out for me. So I'm hoping that's not coming now. So right then, the point that I believe Jesus would want to share with us that affects us in our daily life, I've chosen 4. Number 1 is murder. It has been said, apparently, that out of every 35 deaths in Chicago, 1 has been murder. And we are reminded in the 10 Commandments that it says, thou shalt not murder. But, Jesus, in this teaching, says there is also a different kind of murder. And he said this is anger, which is often a murder of a friendship. He did not say that anger leads to murder. He said that anger is murder. He was concerned about the anger within families and close friends that was so strong that relationships were broken and were never apparently repaired. Now, he was anxious about that. Yes, he had made quite clear in other ways and other times that murder itself is wrong, but he wanted us to be concerned about anger. Falling out with people can lead to a very large problem. He said, sinful anger must be faced honestly and confessed to God as a sin. So there we are, sinful anger must be faced. The second one is adultery. Jesus affirmed God's law of purity, and he explained that the intent of this law was to reveal the sanctity of sex and the sinfulness of the human heart. We are reminded that God created sex and God protects sex. Jesus said, if a man looked at a woman lustfully, he had already committed sin. How do we get then the victory? And it must be by, he says, purifying the desires of the heart and by disciplining our actions. Lustfulness must go. And the next one, divorce, 3. Jesus said, anyone who gives his wife a certificate for divorce, it is not acceptable unless it's for sexual immorality or if a man is trying to marry an already divorced woman. So, divorce is not welcome in God's life. Jesus said, marriage is a permanent physical union that can only, he says, be broken by a physical cause such as death or sexual sin. Man cannot break the rule, but God can. Under the Old Testament law, the sinner was stoned to death, but the church today does not bear the sword. And the conclusion from Jesus seems to be that divorce in the New Testament is the equivalent of death in the Old Testament. It is permitted if we are the innocent party, and then freedom to marry, but only then. And the last one he picked on was swearing. It is very wrong, in other words, he says, for someone to make an oath It is a sin to make an oath in the name of God, and it is also wrong to swear an oath on something that is known not to be true. So we can't make this oath if we're dealing with something that is not true. And then retaliation. Oh, difficult. Jesus said people should not take revenge for things done against them, but instead for acts done against them, he says, we must turn the other cheek. Don't find that easy, do we? But if someone upsets us, someone says something nasty, we are to turn the other cheek. And the next one is love of enemies. He spoke about that. He spoke very forcibly about it. He said, if we are truly to follow him, he said, we need to love our enemies and to pray for them. He said, nowhere in the law does it teach hatred for one's enemies. Since Christian love is an act, he says, in the will and not simply an emotion, that is why he commands us to love our enemies. Can I just repeat that? Since Christian love is an act in the will and not simply an emotion, that is why he commands us to love our enemies. And then he goes on. He says, after all, he loved us when we were his enemies. And he finishes this particular clause by saying, and here it is, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, I don't know about you, but I know when I look at what is expected of us, we have to admit, I think, that we don't find it easy. Turning the other cheek when someone's hurt us. Yes, that's what we're meant to do. And as I look at things, we in this life, I believe, because Jesus, our Lord, God, is very forgiving and he understands the human life. But he does make clear some of the things that he thinks we should think of very seriously. Murder? Yes. Anger, anger that separates us from people that we should be, well, loving, really. Love comes back there too, doesn't it? Retaliation, that's not on. Oh, difficult. But we've got to conquer these things. And so, if we are going to be what Jesus wants us to be, if we are going to try and live according to the way that he has described, then surely, surely we need to heed his teaching. We need to accept his teaching. He knows what he's said. And you know, I've looked back at my life and I've thought, well, years ago there were things that happened, and if anyone had said to me then, you should forgive them, I hate to say what I might have said to them. But as the years have gone by, and as we have tried to share our love of Jesus with other people, we need to heed his teaching. Because what are they going to think of us if we are not obeying the very things in life that he has requested? And so what I would want to say to you is, we may make mistakes, but let us be honest and agree that we have made a mistake, if we have. And let us tell God and seek his forgiveness. But we need to love our enemies. We need to get rid of our anger. We do not swear oaths on God's name, using God's name, or something that is not true. Yes. We need, my friends, to look at our language. Swearing was another one. And as we saw in the prayer this morning, humility is the thing that I believe Jesus wants most of all from us. But he wants many other things too. And if we are to seek to be like Jesus, then you may say we've got a long way to go. But this I know. If we can conquer those things that have come up this morning, what a better life we will be living. And I pray that that is the life that we even try to live now. We need to heed God's teaching. Amen. While we're preparing to sing our next song, can I just say that the new way of having that message before me has worked, because I've even done it without glasses as well. God is good. When we wait upon him, and I don't know where it came from when I first asked Eunice to alter it, but I do know where it came from now. It came from the Lord himself. Amen.
So we need the Lord's guidance in our life. We need his love to love others. And it's all summed up in what we've just heard. So we're going to sing "Guard Us, Guide Us, Lead Us Into the Deeper Things of You." There is no other way. And sorry, there is no other like you who can show us the way to go. And it talks about loving one another.
Thank you.
So this one's for Rosie to dance to. Didn't hear me. So we're going to sing Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. And it talks about harmony and being family. And that's what we need to do, love each other. Amen.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us
Jesus, how good it is to be together as family. Lord, let us show love to one another today and every day. Take away anger, take away stress, take away pain. Lord, and let us love one another. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name we pray, Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, thank you. I need reminding what we're doing. I've been away 2 weeks, you know. Safest. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.